The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this Tuesday, 29th of November, 2011. Bob Chapman will be joining us here in a few minutes. Okay. And things are really starting to heat up. While the European Union looks like it's on the verge of, well, collapse due to their banking crisis, we have Obama out there stumping with an APEC meeting, pushing for more globalization. This is rather fascinating. Things are falling apart in Mr. Obama's home country. Is United States of America really his home country? Well, we'll leave that for you to decide and history to discover. They talked about many different things, and one of the things that they see as a giant stumbling block, because Canada, along with Mexico, is interested in this this thing they're calling NAFTA of the Pacific, expanding out NAFTA as well. I understand we have Mr. Chapman with us. Hello, Bob Chapman. How are you doing?
Pretty good, pretty good.
I'm sitting here and I was reading through your newsletter, The International Forecaster, and you're talking about the European situation that we'll go into in detail. Not looking good. But while apparently, financially, their house of cards over in Europe is getting ready to crumble, we have Mr. Obama with the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit in Hawaii talking about, adding new people. So their globalization for their transnational corporations business link is continuing to expand. Europe is having a little problem here, Bob. and I'm wondering if Europe is not following a set pattern. These globalists, they've been working on world government for a couple of hundred years now. Is there a fly in their ointment, or are things going according to plan for them?
Well, I don't think they're going according to plan for them at all. And I think they created a monster. I've said that for a long time. And they want to keep it together, that it would be the Eurozone, which is 17 of the 27 countries that are in the European Union. And I won't go into all the mistakes, but the bottom line is you've got six countries that are bankrupt, and they can't legally fund them. The European Central Bank cannot lend money to one of the members. And
all right.
I'll catch it on the other side.
All right, then. Okay, we'll take the short break here. Bob Chapman, the International Forecaster, is my guest, as he's been for years on this Tuesday. We'll be right back to pick his brain right after this.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Again, 1-888-246-4121.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, my name is Don Wiskin. And I am always telling people that Extendovite can extend your life. Well, remember Russ and how his future was uncertain after his heart attack? We can now go to 1 year on Extendovite for Russ, and this is what he is saying now.
My name is Russ, and I want to update you on how Extendovite has been working for me. It has been 1 year now, and my doctor is amazed. He has never seen anyone get better after the heart attack I had. He could find nothing wrong with me and has reduced my medications. I feel like I have a new lease on life and would recommend Extendovite to everyone.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right, we are back with Mr. Chapman. Yeah, I was reading your newsletter, Bob, and you break this down about what's going on, and you are chalking this up to confusion that's reigning in Europe. The euro has lost 3%. Interest rates are climbing. It's got a lot of people puckered in Europe. Interest rates on the two-year Italian bills rose 150 basis points last week, or a half a percent, as the credit default swaps jumped 24%. Now, Bob, to make some sense out of this, they're robbing Peter to pay Paul, but nobody really has any money. They're all up to their eyeballs in debt. And this is not, evidently they're getting a little bit nervous because their austerity program in Spain and Italy, Portugal, is really not working out the way they had planned. They're holding the proverbial economic gun to the Greece government and its people. There's talk of maybe some debt forgiveness. What is the true situation going on?
Well, I think they'd like to cut loose the six that are in trouble. And we've got London and Washington, New York, screaming and yelling, you can't do that. We've gone all, for years and years trying to put this thing together. and you want to let it go. And you want to cut this six loose, and at the same time you want stricter rules for the remaining members, which would be 11 in the Eurozone group. And we can't have that. So Europe says, well, that's all well and good. Where do we get the money? And the U.S. counterparts and the British, they say, well, that's simple. You run it through the IMF, and they raise $800 billion for Italy to keep them going sideways here for the next 6 months. And so they can pay you off the interest that you're owed. And that money will come from the members of the IMF, of which the United States makes up 23.5%. So you American taxpayers, among others, will be paying to bail out bankers in Europe, as you have before through the Federal Reserve. But that's not a lasting solution. In the meantime, they're using this cover as an excuse to get approval of the ESM, which is the European Stability Model, or whatever it is. And this is only eight people, and they want to change the rules so that these eight people in Luxembourg, most of the headquarters are in Brussels, and what they want to do is remove the power of each government of the 17, remove their ability to institute their own budgets, their own spending, etc. In other words, all of the fiscal things that are done within each of these countries will now, or would be, the province of these eight people. What that amounts to is a loss of sovereignty. If you can't control your own personal national destiny, and you belong to somebody else because they're doing it for you, you got nothing left. And they're trying to pull this undercover. And I've only seen one other writer write about it. I just can't believe it. I mean, can the writers out there be that stupid? Or maybe they don't want to because they don't want to make the government mad at them. I don't know. But anyway, that's the way it shapes up. So what are they going to do? They're going to have the IMF come up with the money. How much money do they need? Well, for Italy, maybe they need $800 billion for right now. They get $517 billion in the EFSF, which is another fund that was just funded. And if you add the two of them together, you get $1.3 trillion. And how much is needed to bail out this whole group and get them sideways for maybe 2 or 3 years? It's only going to cost $6 trillion. So they've collected maybe 14% of what they're going to have to collect in the future to keep these ne'er-do-wells floating on the sea of debt. The whole thing is insanity. It won't last. The only thing that can work is an entire purging of the system. They all go bankrupt, and that'll happen in America and England eventually along with them, whether they like it or not. The game's over, and it's only a question of when and time. And that is what is going to happen. And that's classical economics, and that's what you do. All those malinvestments and all that corporate and governmental thievery is over when you purge the system. Yes, Americans are going to lose anywhere between 60 and 90% of what they've got unless they own gold and silver coins, bullion, and shares. Otherwise, they're going to get buried. But they should have been paying attention, and they weren't. And now, soon, it's going to be time to pay. Now, that's not good. But the alternative is inflation caused by the issuance of this money, all of which is being printed up out of thin air, and loss of sovereignty as we go along, and in all probability a war in order to misdirect people, and they won't be worried about their finances. They think they're going to get shot tomorrow morning. And this is the general direction that this is headed in. And they're going to be unsuccessful. And I'm very happy about that. I'm very happy that eventually the financial system is going to collapse. It's the best thing that could happen to anybody. And why would I say that? Because the seat of power, the key to what the Illuminists are doing behind the scenes, is very simple. They own the entire world banking structure. And if it collapses, we can take it away from them.
You know, do you want to call Obama's office, or should I, to tell him that, you know, you may not want to proceed with your Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit or anything that comes out of that, because look over in Europe, their grand experiment over there is starting to fall apart. Started out as the European Union. And if I'm not mistaken, you were mentioning cutting the six out, Greece, Portugal, Spain, Italy. Who else would be on that list? Ireland?
Yeah, Ireland, Portugal, Spain, Greece, Italy, and Belgium. Belgium hasn't had a government, I think, for about a year now. And before that, they had one, I think, for 6 months to a year. And it's one of these Balkanization deals put together after the fall of the Austrian-Hungarian Empire. And Belgium had ceded to them, and I'm not an expert on this particular aspect, but in the south you have the Walloons, who are French, and in the north you have another group of people who have nothing in common with them whatsoever. And they are essentially segregated legally. In other words, if you're Walloon, you can't live in housing designated for the other group. And most people don't know that. But I guess segregation among white people is okay because they speak different languages. But be as it may, they can't get together on anything. And so they don't have a government. So they're going under.
If we whack out the six, isn't this the loosely defined before it became the European Union? It was the European commerce, whatever they called the thing.
Common market.
The common market, right.
Before that, it was the European coal and steel community.
Ah, well, we had to.
And in between there, there was another group called EFTA. And EFTA was an offshoot from the European Common Market, people that didn't want to belong full-time or didn't qualify.
Well, aren't we just about down to the original Common Market people here, the consortium of countries, if we whack out six of them?
Yeah, I think that would put you back there with the European Common Market.
So, and this is what I'm trying to ferret out, Bob. I'm trying to look at this. Now, these people, and maybe I'm not expressing myself as I should be, because it's the bankers that are in control. When we speak about the Illuminists, these are the people that wanted world trade. They wanted their fiat money system sitting at the top of this grand little pyramid to be able to control the corporations and commerce in every member country. It just seems to me that something went terribly wrong on the way to the Roman Forum to watch the lions eat the Christians here. Something went terribly wrong. If they're going to be sucking money out of their own systems, their own countries, to go and bail out these people in the failing countries because of this banking crisis, they have taken two giant steps forward and three biggie backwards. This doesn't seem to be the brain trust that dreamed up the world order sort of way of doing business with banking at the top of said pyramid. It just seems a little convoluted, and I don't know, Bob, I don't even want to entertain the idea that these people are that fallible. If they are, then damn the torpedoes, full speed ahead. I'm there waiting with my stake to put it through their hearts. Got to take the break. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Wasn't that the idea when we started out in school? That's what they said the Constitution was about.
Let me snag a quick call here, Mr. Chapman from Stephen in Oregon. You got a quick question for Bob?
Yeah, John, thank you. Hey, RBN member, I really appreciate all you do, and I'll just get right to the question. Bob, is about a couple of months ago, I guess, that Warren Buffett did the $5 billion on the Bank of America. And I never looked into their stock too much or anything like that, but after he did, I kind of got interested. Okay, let's Bank of America do it. See, I've been kind of watching them over the last couple of months, and if you've seen it, man, they're like down to $5, and when Warren Buffett went in, it was $6.10 or something, and they've been at $60, you know, a couple of years ago, and then they got about a high of $15 this year. They're going back. They almost hit the $4 range today. And the reason I bring this up is I know the Euro nation, Euro Union thing is really big right now, but sometimes these little things hide in the background and catch it later. So I just thought I'd bring it up. And to John, don't bother calling Obama on the anything. Him and Canada and Mexico are putting together the, as I speak, the North American Union, while the Euro Union is collapsing. Is that ironic or what?
Well, and this is what I expressed to Mr. Chapman. The irony of this, the all-knowing, all-seeing, all-knowledgeable, and all-wealthy, are they really that vulnerable?
Okay, I'm Bank of America, Bob, and I'll let you guys go. And thank you guys for all you do. I really appreciate you.
Thank you.
Bank of America's broke. And I think eventually they'll be nationalized. and they'll continue to function under government supervision, so to speak. And that's why the stock's going down. And we shorted it around 80. And so they've done, you know, the subscribers have done pretty good. And we did that with Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac at 68. And so we've had a tremendous record on the short side of the market, which I usually don't talk about. But America, Bank of America is doomed. It's pretty simple. And it has to be nationalized.
They're such a huge bank. Doesn't that mean something big, though? Or I guess you just nationalized them, and that's why Warren Buffett got in. So I guess it's no big deal, huh?
Yeah, well, because he'll get paid off by the government. And the government will issue securities, and the Fed will buy them by creating money out of thin air.
Well, and they're on track. Let's not forget the fact that they're on track of eliminating a lot of banking systems. They're consolidating, Bob. So we're going to have J.P. Morgan, and who else is sitting there, the last engine standing, so to speak.
No, that's true.
Yeah. So,
and I think their goal is the total nationalization of the banking system. And they're doing it incrementally. And how long will it take them? By the looks of things, it's really hard to say. It could be up to 5 years. It could be a year and a half. We just don't know, because we don't know what's going to happen. We just know it's not going to be good. And we're seeing that in Europe right now, and that problem in Europe's never going to go away.
All right. And thank you for your call, Stephen. And again, Bob, I'm hearing in the U.S. medias that, well, Europe's problems are way bigger and darker and danker and then deeper than America's. Are they doing this just for the benefit of the stock market to give the illusion that, yes, we're in the middle of a recession. Yes, there's more layoffs coming. Yes, there's more houses are going to be confiscated back from the banks. Yes, there's going to be more bad news, but don't worry, we're not as deep in trouble as Europe is. Any idea with the derivatives they've floated out there, what the ratio is, United States versus all of Europe and their debt?
I think that probably there's four banks. Two of them would take minor positions. They control all of the American derivatives. And J.P. Morgan Chase of the American participation is probably around 80 to 85%. And that's pretty large. In Europe, there are those, and in Asia, who continue to get involved in this, but most of them are coming out of New York City. And it's interesting to note that in June, their credit default swaps system for those banks in New York were about $150 billion. They're now $670 billion. And so they're betting everything on the fact that they're going to be able to keep those six countries from going into bankruptcy.
Well, and the one thing that's never talked about, Bob, is during this heyday of these derivatives and CDOs and whatever else, it's never talked about the profit that was gleaned. All of a sudden we have a crisis, and they're hat in hand to banks and countries going asunder here. But they never talk about the mind-numbing profits that they've made. Well, what happened to that? Is that totally off the ledger here?
Of course it is.
Uh-huh.
All right. That's what it's all about.
Yeah. Okay, we got to take the break here. Rodney, Arthur, Larry, and others will get to your calls. Bob, for you, I want to play this Professor Black clip. Have you seen this? Talking about the SNLs versus the banking crisis of today?
He's made that presentation several times, so yes, I have seen it.
Okay, hold on. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's ColonFlow. Non-prescription ColonFlow is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function. And you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural ColonFlow works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. ColonFlow is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees. Just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Bob, this latest one Mr. Black did, and I played this yesterday, but a lot more people listen to the show on Tuesdays. I wonder why. Talking about Professor Black. Now, he did the Occupy LA. He was out there just recently. I think this was the 14th of this month. But this guy, former bank regulator, he's the one that was hung with the nice prospect of cleaning up the savings and loan debacle of the 80s. And he puts this in such great detail and a great comparison that... I want to play this clip one more time, and maybe you've not seen the latest clip or heard the latest clip, or the people that are here today that weren't here yesterday, shame on you. We kind of covered this. But this fits nicely into the problem. Now, I want you folks to keep in mind, while the big news out there is Eric Holder's not doing his job with the Fast and Furious, what did he know and know when? No. This is a deflection scam to try to get you to go, who's Mr. Holder and is he really doing his job as Attorney General? Because we have this agency that kind of got out of hand, the BATFE, and, well, that isn't quite right. But look what Mr. Holder should have been concentrating on. the biggest ripoff and scam emanating right from this country, ladies and gentlemen, affecting the rest of the world. And Mr. Holder is not answering any questions to that because nobody is asking the question. Here's Mr. Black. You will find this rather telling. And this comes from a source, from a guy that was on the inside. You can't get any more on the inside than this man has been. And he's coming out and he's telling the people exactly what he knows and what went on.
Okay, so I'm coming with a message of hope, actually. In the savings and loan crisis, which was 1/70th the size of this crisis, our agency made over 10,000 criminal referrals, and that resulted in the conviction on felony grounds of over 1,000 elites in what were designated as major cases. And to pick up on what's just been said, this is not some sidelight to economics. This is why we have recurrent, intensifying crises, is these epidemics of fraud led from the C-suite, from the CEOs and the CFOs. The savings and loan crisis, the inevitable National Commission said fraud was invariably present at the typical large failure. In the Enron era, always frauds from the very top of the organization. And in this crisis, the frauds came from the top of the organization again. But what's different in this crisis? In this crisis, the same agency that I worked with that made over 10,000 criminal referrals in a tinier crisis made zero criminal referrals. They got rid of the entire function. And so there are zero convictions of anybody in the elite ranks of Wall Street. And if they can defraud us with impunity, then they will cause crisis after crisis, and they will produce maximum inequality. The group that has the audacity to refer to itself as the productive class is the largest destroyer of lives, of jobs, and of wealth of any group ever produced in this world. They wiped out 6 million existing jobs and 5 to 6 million jobs that would have been created. As you've heard, they've left 26 million Americans wanting full-time work with no ability to find that work. If you look at just losses in the household sector, it is $11 trillion. A trillion is $1,000 billion. And then they had the nerve to say they are the productive class, and not this journalist, but what we get as faux journalism today repeats this endlessly as if it were a fact, that they create jobs, they destroy jobs, they are mass destroyers of jobs. I told you I would bring you a message of hope. I will disagree a little bit with a fact pattern about the Reagan administration and re-regulation on savings and loans, because that's where I was. I will tell you this. Everybody opposed our re-regulation of the industry. The big deregulation bill, the equivalent of the repeal of Glass-Steagall and such, occurred in 1982, became effective in 1983. By November 1983, we were already re-regulating the savings and loan industry. And we were called re-regulators because that was the greatest swear word the Reagan administration believed existed, to call people re-regulators. But this was not partisan. A majority of the members of the House, at the time it was controlled by Democrats, co-sponsored a resolution saying, do not go forward with re-regulation. Five U.S. senators, who became known as the Keating Five, because the most infamous fraud of that era got them together. And who, by the way, did Charles Keating, that fraud, use to recruit the Keating Five? brought him as a lobbyist to walk the streets of the Senate, the halls of the Senate, a guy named Alan Greenspan, who also put in writing that Lincoln's savings posed no foreseeable risk of loss. It was only the most expensive failure, a 3,000 position error. And after he got everything wrong in the most important issues he had ever dealt with, after that fact, we named him chairman of the Federal Reserve, because we promote incompetence if it helps the 1%. The Reagan administration was so outraged that we were closing insolvent savings and loans with great political support that the Office of Management and Budget threatened to file a criminal referral against the head of our agency on the grounds that he was closing too many insolvent banks. We have that problem recently. You see Geithner out trying to close the big, powerful banks. And the Reagan administration tried to appoint two members. There are only three members running the place. So this would have given control to Charles Keating, the most notorious fraud in the savings and loan crisis, selected two individuals to run the agency that would then not regulate him. One of them got knocked out on ambiguous political grounds, and the other ones I had to blow the whistle to get him to resign in disgrace. But, of course, they didn't prosecute him. We can prosecute these frauds. The Federal Housing Finance Administration has just filed complaints saying 17 of the largest banks in America committed massive fraud, endemic fraud, and that there is a paper trail proving that they did so. So where is the Justice Department? Why is it not indicting these clear frauds? When you are told no one could have seen this crisis coming, ask them about the subprime crisis of 1990 to 1991. It's a trick question. As all good things do in the world of fraud, this one started in Orange County, where you had significant people making liars' loans. Now remember, it is the lenders who put the lies in liars' loans, not the borrowers. We know this empirically. And we stopped that because that was insane as regulators. So guess what happened? The leading folks making liars' loans gave up their federal charter, gave up federal deposit insurance, and became a mortgage bank for the sole purpose of escaping regulation. And they changed their name. And some of you will recognize this name, to Ameriquest. Ameriquest, the leading predatory lender that, in addition to making liars' loans every day of the week, targeted minorities to destroy that wealth that you just heard about. They targeted Latinos, they targeted blacks. And they were caught, and they were caught three times doing this, and the Justice Department refused to prosecute. Instead, they settled for $400 million. And guess what happened to the head of Ameriquest? Did he, A, resign in disgrace? B, was he indicted? Or C, did we make him our ambassador to the Netherlands? Got it and won. Now, how hard is this to figure out? Why do you think we made him our ambassador to the Netherlands? Because he was the leading political contributor to the President of the United States of America. And that's bad, but what comes next is far worse. Remember, this is the most notorious fraud in the nation. It targets minorities. Everybody knows it does so. Two entities rush to acquire these personnel and this business. And their names? Citicorp and Washington Mutual, who become two of the most notorious frauds in all of this. So time-wise, I'll stop here, but the case is when we prosecuted, we had a 90% conviction rate when they have the best criminal defense lawyers in the world and they spend money like water to protect the CEO from going to prison. So when they tell you no one can stop this, it is utter nonsense. Leave you with these statistics. The FBI warned of this in September 2004 in open testimony. It warned expressly that there was an epidemic of mortgage fraud, and it predicted it would cause a financial crisis. If that's not enough, the industry's own anti-fraud experts in 2006, in writing, went to every mortgage banker in America and virtually every other lender, said three things. Stated income loans are an open invitation to fraudsters. The incidence of fraud in such loans is 90%, 90. They are all fraudulent. And third, these loans deserve the phrase used by the industry behind closed door. They are liar's loans because they are pervasively fraudulent. How big did they get? Well, what did the industry do after it was warned? Did it stop making these loans? No, it massively increased the amount of these loans such that by 2006, one out of every three home loans in America was a liar's loan. And that's why we have a crisis, and it came from the very top of these organizations, and it went through, as the FHFA said in its complaint, the largest banks in the world were endemically fraudulent. It is not a few rotten apples. It is an orchard of one percenters who are rotten to the core.
All right, we'll stop it right there. He goes on for about another 5 minutes. But, Bob, the FBI, open testimony back in 2004, said there's massive mortgage fraud going on. They step up the efforts. And I said on yesterday's program, the amount of debt, if you've got a, say, a mini banking crisis, say in your own personal finances, you get out your checkbook, you get out your payables, you got your receivables. I mean, you go over this with a fine-tooth comb, and you find out where the deficits are, and more importantly, how much. Now, what they're not talking about is how much mortgage fraud, how much debt does this really encompass worldwide? They will not put out a figure. Now, going back, digressing a couple of years, we heard that this guy that was in foreclosure walks into a proceeding in a court in Ohio. The mortgage company is there to foreclose on the guy. The guy simply asked the question of the judge, are these the people, the holder of my mortgage? Where is it at? They couldn't produce the paperwork proving it was their mortgage. But here's the endemic problem with that one. Then if we have open court and the question is asked of this current mortgage holder on this person that defaulted, well, who owned it before you? Well, who owned it before them? And to go back down the line, two things they will not do. Expose the fraud and how it was done and how many fingers were in the pie, and also the total amount of the debt that we're talking about globally. Fascinating, isn't it? Did I put Bob asleep?
Nope.
Oh.
Nope, it is fascinating. And, you know, as an extension of that, ever since the subprime collapse, which was started to evolve in 06, got worse in 07, and then into 08, right after that, you might say semi-bottoming, who started to try to move housing inventory for the banks? Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, Ginnie Mae, and FHA. And what kind of loans were they making? The same liar's loans and the same subprime and ALTA loans that they had made previously. And now those loans are going to visitate upon us over the next 3 years. and the standing and the hidden inventory in the banking industry is 6 million homes. And within 3 years, even if they sell some of them, it'll be between 8.2 and 11.3 million homes still to be sold.
You know, they won't talk about the total amount of what they're short in their lending institutions. And I just want people to understand. I mean, Mr. Black said it in his presentation here. $1 trillion is $1,000 billion. So if they've got us into a situation where it's between 1 and 1.4 quadrillion, quadrillion being 1,000 trillion, they're talking about throwing 800 billion here or 50 billion there or whatever. Can you see why this problem will never be solved through the very same banks who were involved in the collapse in the first place? We'll be right back with your calls.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with Lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself, as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right. We are back. Let's go to Rodney in Illinois. Hello, Rodney.
Hi, John.
Hi.
Hi, Bob.
Hello.
Hey, I've been reading your newsletter, Bob, thanks to a proxy purchase of a Bob Chapman special. I got the newsletter, somebody else got the coin, but I'm happy with my end. Hey, Bob, I wanted to compliment you on that essay on the proverb, the rich ruleth over the poor, and the borrower is the lender's servant. You did write that, didn't you, Bob?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Enjoyed it very much. Here, got a personal question. I was reviewing my mother's financial stuff, and I called her financial planner who sold her an annuity back in 06, and I wanted to find out, one, what was the current surrender penalty. She has two more years before there is no penalty, but I asked this financial planner what this annuity was invested in, and he said he didn't really know, you know, stuff like, you know, bonds and treasuries. And I said, well, hopefully not European bonds. And he said, we hope not. And I said, well, isn't there some way to find out what this annuity is invested in? And he kind of hem-hawed around, gave me a generic answer. Mm-hmm. Is it possible to find out what this annuity is actually, the risk it's exposed to? And do you think it's a wise idea to cash this thing in and penalty or no penalty?
Well, I wouldn't go through the gymnastics. Is it with a mutual company?
Principal Financial Group is all I know.
Okay. If it's with a mutual company as the writer, they have to be a minimum of 80% in bonds, but it doesn't designate where the bonds come from. It's usually U.S. corporates as well as U.S. Treasury paper. They're much safer than stock companies, as they're called. And the stock companies invest about 80% in the stock market and will be very conservative and say they're 20% in bonds. So the bottom line is that if interest rates rise and bonds fall and the stock market falls, you're going to have a diminution in the value of your assets. Now, let's just assume we revisit the 3 years ago correction in the Dow Jones Industrial Average. And that went from 14,200, and incidentally, we called the top at 14,000, and we said it would go to 6,600, and we were wrong. It went to 6,550. The market eventually came back because of the U.S. government feeding money to the big brokerage firms and banks. And back up close to today to where it was before. The possibility is that, and I think it's a strong one, particularly what you're seeing going on in Europe will become contagion in the United States eventually. And that means interest rates will probably, in the real market, probably go higher. How much is hard to say. And the stock market, in all probability, would go down. So those two things in mind, let us say that you have $100,000 and the Dow reaches 6,600 again, in round figures, and you're in a stock company, then you could pretty easily be out half the funds, or you'd have 50,000 left. Now, if there's a worst-case scenario, and let's say it goes to 3,000.
Bob, hold that thought right there. We've got to take the top of the hour break. Rodney, hold on in case you have any additional comment or question. Top of the hour break.
Gold.